Germany's foreign intelligence agency says that Daesh has used chemical weapons in northern Iraq. In an interview with the German daily The Bild, the agency chief Gerhard Schindler said they made the conclusion after getting blood samples from Kurdish fighters who were injured in clashes with Daesh, also known as the ISIL. He added that the poisonous gas was probably manufactured by the terrorist group after seizing the University of Mosul. A similar declaration was also made by U.S. military authorities last month. The chemical weapon, also known as mustard gas, can form large blisters on the skin and in the lungs. The Daesh Takfiri terrorists have been carrying out horrific acts of violence against all communities, including Shia, Sunnis, Kurds, and Christians in areas they have overrun in Iraq. Editor-in-chief of Zorst magazine, Manuel Ochsenreiter, joins us now from Berlin. Sir, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent news divulged by Germany's foreign intelligence agency alluding to the Daesh Takfiri terrorist group using chemical weapons in northern Iraq.
Well, I think this kind of news has always several levels to analyze. So, first of all, it is not new that the terrorists of the so-called Islamic States are using chemical weapons. We had some incidents, some war crimes before on the same level. But what is much more interesting in this context is where are they getting the gas from? So we know that mustard gas is not, let us call it, the most sophisticated chemical weapon. It's a very old one. They are using it since World War I. And we know, for example, that Turkey was using gas already in the wars against the Kurds in the past, but there, let me call it, the worldwide public anger about this was much less than if now, for example, the Islamic State would use that. So the interesting question is, where does the Islamic State have those weapons or those chemical weapons from? And another point is also interesting when we see now that the German intelligence is involved in these things. We have always to see with the things happening now in the Middle East, especially when it comes to the Islamic State, it has always a sort of theater character. Let me call it like this, a propagandist theater character. If we look now in the political debates in Europe, we have a lot of warmongering again. A lot of war drums are beaten right now since a couple of weeks. It has especially also to do with the refugee crisis, that they say we have now to do a military intervention much more. So this could be also a pretext now. This chemical attack against the Kurds by the IS could be also again a pretext to involve more European military forces on the battleground in Syria, in Iraq, because this didn't work out so much in the past. We have also to see, and this is the last point, that especially the Kurds enjoy a huge sympathy in Europe. Much more, by the way, when something happens against the Kurds, you have much more media presence than if, for example, the Shia minority is attacked or if Christian minority is attacked. The Kurdish Peshmerga and the Kurdish forces have much more support in the European powers because the Kurdish entity in northern Iraq is somehow considered as an ally, as a proxy. So this is also the perfect ground to make a pretext for much more military involvement. And I think these are all things which should be seen in the bigger picture when it comes to the war crimes of the Islamic State.
Thank you very much, Sir Manuel Ochsenreiter, joining us from Berlin.